William Morrow and Harper Audio present Ahab's Return, or The Last Voyage by Jeffrey Ford, performed by Charles Constant. Americans so dearly love to be fooled. Charles Baudelaire. 1. November 1853. A blustery night, somewhere in the middle of a long week. The infernal cuckoo clock in the offices of the Gorgon's Mirror, the premier 5-cent illustrated rag of hokum in the great city of Manhattan, sounded. Every hour on the hour, a skeleton, scythe in hand, pursued a hapless sinner out one door and round the baroque mechanism to another. All the while, that blasted bird chirped away. I was trying to get warm, blowing into my cupped hands and stretching them out toward the candle's glow. I'd been out for a stroll, a dozen oysters, and a tankard, hoping it would spark my imagination. Garrick, my editor, had warned before he'd left at sundown that I'd better come up with some choice nugget of humbug for the morrow's run, or I'd feel the full blast of his wrath. The old man, like his publication, was more hot air than actual horror, but still I hated to disappoint him. He was like a father to me, or at least to my flights of fancy.
"Harrow," he'd say, "you might be the finest confabulator on this godforsaken island."
Whereas another might have taken the term to mean liar, I understood it to be an appellation of artistic prowess. That late night, though, I was neither. My mind was as blank as the page in front of me. Rufus